Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs. I'm Gene Hodge. I'm your host. Our co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, he is out on the road. However, we have a special guest, which is you're going to hear from him a little bit later. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we got a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. Our trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing well, Gene.
Oh, great. Great to have you.
Good to be here.
But anyway, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you so that you find out what this Entrepreneur Hour is all about. And
the purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
You know what we're here for and what we do, and just to let you know, since we're talking about entrepreneurs, we actually have an entrepreneur sitting right here, and his name is Mason Miller, and that's about all I'm going to say so far, but Mason has a unique business, like most entrepreneurs, but we thought that his business deserved some more, I'm going to say more vision or something like that. Anyway.
Yeah.
anyway, let me introduce you to Mason Miller. Mason, tell us a little bit about who you are and what do you do.
Yeah, okay. Well, first off, thanks for having me, Gene. I appreciate the opportunity to sit down and have a nice chat with you.
Good to have you.
My name is Mason Miller. I'm 22, Clearwater local. Grew up here. Originally born in Ohio, but moved here when I was two. And been fishing these waters since the young age of five, and I ended up starting a fishing charter company, and that's what I'm doing now, which it's what I love, and so far it's been a super fun journey.
Great, great, great. Now, before you started that, what did you do?
So I was in high school. I started when I was in high school. Yep, that's right. I was a high schooler. like the rest of us, we were all a high schooler at one point. But yeah, I started with my brother-in-law as a deckhand for him. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit older than me, and me and him actually got into the fishing thing pretty heavily together. And he was older, so he ended up getting his own boat and starting his own business first. And he hired me as a deckhand, and I was doing that from the time I was 16 to 20, and then I got my captain's license.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm just going to make one slight adjustment. Just slide over just a little bit.
Gotcha.
Look that way so we can see you looking.
Gotcha.
See what your face looks like, because yeah. I want all entrepreneurs to be visible.
That's right.
And so that's what we're doing here. So you were in high school. What were some of your goals in life? Any idea at that time?
Honestly, I mean, so initially I had the idea in the sixth grade to run fishing charters.
Really?
Yeah, so from a young age, I definitely was, you know, invested in that concept or the idea. I never knew it was real until my brother-in-law started doing it, and I could see that it was successful for him. And he sort of was how I got into it, at least. He sort of paved the path. So the idea was, yeah, get a boat and get into the business for myself, and then, you know, eventually now I'm working on getting a fleet of boats.
Really?
Yeah, that's what's next. So
wow. So what type of fishing, or what do you do with the boat, let me put it that way?
Yeah, okay. So first of all, the exact service I provide is private inshore and nearshore fishing charters right out of beautiful Clearwater Beach. And I take up to five mm-hmm. paid clients on the boat, and we fish inshore in the intercoastal ways for fish such as snook, redfish, trout, things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, sport fish, game fish, tarpon off the beaches, which they're here right now. And then if you're looking to get, you know, let's say you want to catch a nice dinner for your family, mm-hmm. I'll take you offshore and get you on some snapper and some grouper and some of our offshore, you know, fish that are better to eat.
Right.
That's right.
Great. Yep. Wow. That's now tell us the name of the business again.
Yeah, so my business is Fin Seekers LLC.
Okay.
Yep.
Fin Seekers. What? Where'd that come from?
Well, honestly, I didn't know what to name it. There's no real story behind it. I just didn't want it to sound too cheesy or mm-hmm. too crazy or out there. And I just landed on Fin Seekers because that's exactly what you're doing, is we're chasing fish, you know.
A great name.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, great name. I was when I was impressed when I heard that, Fin Seekers.
Yep.
Wow. So you've been doing this for how long?
Started when I was 16. I'm 22 now, so going on 6 years. Been a licensed captain for going on 2 years now.
Okay. So what did you do to get your license?
Yeah, so there's a lot of misconception, because some people think you can just have a boater's permit, mm-hmm. which you can get that when you're 14 years old, and that's just to operate a boat. But you have to actually get a USCG, a U.S. Coast Guard credential certification. So you have to go to school. Which I was like, if I remember correctly, 2-week crash course style schooling. Mm-hmm. But the big thing is you have to have 360 days on the water, and 180 of those days have to be within the last year. So you sort of have to be working in the business and put in your time.
That's the way you get in.
Yeah, you got to put your time in first. And then you'll be, so then you'll be fully certified. You get there. I have the base level, which is a mm-hmm. USCG 6-pack. So I'm allowed to take 6 paid clients on my vessel.
Okay.
And then you can move up.
Okay. Well, hold on just for a second, because we're gonna take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. But you're listening to Mason Miller, the captain.
That's right.
Of Fin Seekers. Right?
Yes, sir.
And where are you located? And
200 Seminole. Yep, 200 Seminole Street is my pickup location right here in beautiful Clearwater, Florida.
Great. Okay, stay tuned. Just
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Going. That's what happens for all entrepreneurs. If you want to be one, you're going to have to go through some tough times, I think. I'm here with Mason Miller. I'm not sure if you went through any tough times or not, but did you go through any tough times getting off the ground?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I did. There was definitely points where I was discouraged. I mean, I think in anybody's journey of pursuing something that they're passionate about, but if there's any sort of barrier, you're going to deal with adversity and yeah, there's going to be tough times, and you're going to get, you know, down on yourself, but you got to just push through.
Can you share just one or two times?
Yeah,
of tough times.
so we all
go through tough times. I want the audience to make sure.
Yeah,
it's fun, but not necessarily fun all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm going to tell you an interesting story, but. So last year, it was like August, and you know, business was slowing down because it normally does. But I was just, you know, I was just hungry. I wanted my business to be booming, and obviously, the business I'm in, being a fishing charter captain and in the hospitality industry, it is seasonal. You have slow months and you have busy months. But I, of course, you know, I'm young and I'm eager, and I want it to always be busy. I always want to be, you know, winning. So, you know, for this whole entire month of August, I'm just like, I'm dying inside. I'm like, why is my business not doing good? I'm not making a ton of money. And then I take a trip down to the Keys, and, you know, I had a major accident. I don't know what was happening in my life for this month. I was just totally not myself. I actually ended up getting shot in the head with a spear gun.
Really?
Yeah, so that was like insane, and I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm like, dang, like my business it's not winning. And for that first stretch of the first year, or before August, I was crushing it. And then all of a sudden, August hits me, and it really hits me in the mouth.
Really? Did it hit you like to stop your business, or did it force you to do things that you hadn't planned on doing?
Yeah, so honestly, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just the universe, you know, beating up on me or what. But it was just a tough month. And then obviously I had that accident, ended up in the hospital. And that put me out for a little bit. It didn't necessarily put me out of business. That didn't put me out of business, but it definitely was like, you know, it was the cherry on the top. So yeah, that was definitely a hard time, but obviously we pushed through, and here we are.
How many crew members do you have?
No crew members. No, I do it all myself.
Really?
I'm a one man show, one man band. So I had a gentleman out there asking me if I needed help. Currently, I don't, but I am going to be getting another vessel here in the near future. That's the plan, at least. I got Tampa Bay Boat Show coming up June 22nd through the 24th. Mm-hmm. So I'll be looking at boats to purchase there. And maybe if I get another boat, then I'm going to be looking for another man.
Okay, so who cleans the fish?
Me.
Okay.
So I do it all. I bait your hook. I clean the fish.
You know how to cut them up, right?
Oh, yeah. I can do them however you want, Gene. You want them butterflied? I got you.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So do you like what you're doing?
Listen, I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, there are tough days where the fishing's hard, or you know, I got a cranky client, and like any business, you're gonna have mm-hmm. barriers, or you know, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. But yes, absolutely, I could not see myself working in a cubicle, you know, and it's just not for me. Some people it might be, but I mm-hmm. love being out there. It's a different world when you get out there, Gene. One day I gotta take you, but it's something.
Okay, so let me just ask this question. If you could help someone else out as far as a tip, based on just the experience that you have so far, what type of tip could you offer to somebody else who's thinking about becoming an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I would say...
Definitely in your field, too.
Yeah. Okay, so I would say the biggest thing is just start. Most people don't even start. They won't even... They won't even give it the true attempt, and you've already lost before, you know... You're never going to win unless you actually put your head down and actually start. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid of looking like a fool. Because, you know, it's sort of like, I don't necessarily believe in the fake it till you make it, but it's like you're going to be a fool in the beginning.
You're going to make mistakes.
You're going to make mistakes.
That kind of fool that you're talking
about. Yeah, exactly. Okay. You're going to be ignorant to some stuff, but you have to learn. If you don't start, you're never going to learn, and you're never going to become an expert, and you're never going to accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Great advice. So you got to start.
That's right. Biggest thing is just start,
guys.
Talk
about it all day.
Yeah, exactly. It's never going to happen. You can watch as many YouTube videos as you want. You can listen to us here talking right now. But if you don't start, it's never going to happen.
Good advice.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, what are some of the obstacles, the challenges that you've faced?
Okay.
Now that you've started.
Yeah, so last year, like I said, the beginning of last year was insane. I mean, we had everybody, there was such an influx of people coming to Florida because I think, you know, we were still one of the only places people could travel to. So mm-hmm. my business was insanely busy and I was paying, you know, almost nothing. I was paying pennies for trips, mm-hmm. you know, in commissions because I have to pay a commission to somebody else who's going to book me a trip, right?
Okay.
So I have people mm-hmm. that find me customers, and then I give them money for finding me customers. But I was paying them nothing last year. It was so busy. It was so easy for, you know, me to find people to book and take out on my fishing charters. This year, it's a little bit different. Now I've started, you know, integrating different tactics to market myself, mm-hmm. you know. Whereas last year, I just was on I was on one booking platform, and I was crushing it. And it was just like, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the easiest thing. I'm a genius. What was I doing? You know. And now it's like, okay, not everybody's coming to Florida. I'm like, okay, I gotta step up my marketing game. I gotta put a little more effort into it and hustle.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna do something I don't normally do, but our producer, he's over there doing something. But Ed, if you have any thoughts that you'd like to throw in to Mr. Miller, feel free to add them on, because two heads are better than one sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's back there shaking his head. Yeah. So
Gene, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
So if you were to give any, you know, entrepreneurs out there looking for a tip, what would it be?
Oh, my tip would be similar to yours. Get started. That's very similar, but expect obstacles.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how clear your vision is or your idea that it seems to you.
Yeah.
Begin to see it once you get started. So expect obstacles and plan to overcome them, because if you don't overcome them, that's done, you're done for your business.
Yeah. That's game over.
Yeah.
I like it. That's some good advice.
Okay, well, I just wanted you to think about it. But yeah, that's what it's all about. We're here to help entrepreneurs get more exposure. Because we don't know it all ourselves, and I don't know it all. I got a business, and you got a business, but it comes along with obstacles and challenges, and depending on what it is,
yep.
It could take 6 months, it could take 6 years.
Yeah, and that's the game, yeah. Always learning, always improving, always getting better.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have anything coming up within the next 30 days or so that you'd like to share with our audience?
Oh, let me think. Next 30 days, not really. I mean, fishing's really hot right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to be putting my nose to the grindstone and, you know, trying to show people a good time with my business, taking them out and putting them on fish. And the fishing's been incredible. So I'm here hustling.
What kind of fish are you catching?
So right now we have a decent inshore bite. So inshore we've been catching snook, a lot of snook. They've come out of the intercoastal ways because they go back up in the creeks and stuff like that in the winter. And then now in the summer they come out into the intercoastal. So we've been seeing a lot of snook, trout, redfish. Offshore we've been getting some nice mangrove snapper, which are really good to eat. Key West grunts, phenomenal to eat. And a ton of red grouper and gag grouper as well.
Okay, so you have a party of four or five?
That's right. I take up to five people.
And do they select what they want to go after, or do you just fish? Or
nope. Yeah. You can definitely request a specific targeted species, but you know, honestly, with my business is just being clear. I have to be my communication has to be spot on with my client, because if they want to go target, you know, let's say redfish, but there's no water inshore, right? Because we have tides, so there's not a lot of water, so those fish move into funny places, they're really hard to find. Or let's say we've had strong winds and rain, that makes the water really muddy. So I have to say, okay, listen guys, I don't know if redfish is going to happen. Let's move offshore. But you can absolutely, and I'll give my expertise on, you know, we can target whatever you want to target, you know, and if I think it's realistic, I'm going to communicate that to you because I have to, you know, be clear with my clients.
Okay. Now, can it be any, I don't know, if you got five species running, could it be any of the five or all five?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we'll catch, we'll catch 20 species on a trip.
Okay.
We'll stay offshore. Sometimes they want to, you know, we really want dinner. Then we go offshore. We'll go, you know, 8 miles out, and we'll check that box, right? We'll fill the cooler, and then we still have 2 hours left. And then they're like, okay, well, we want to go catch big fish. So I'm like, okay, let's head back inshore and see if we can't get into some nice redfish and snook.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, we're getting ready to take a break, but I'm going to ask you when we come back after the break. We got a minute. Have you ever gone out and not caught any? One of those days when the fish just weren't biting?
You know, honestly, I've never been fully skunked, but I've been really close. That's close. What we call it, skunked. Yeah. I've been close. I've caught some. I remember this one trip we caught a ladyfish, and it was just the ladyfish. Which is kind of like a garbage fish. You don't eat it. It's sort of, you can use them for bait, but, you know, I was like, whew, that's a close call. But, yeah, I mean, it happens.
It does.
Yeah. And it'll catch me. I mean, actually, I have when I'm fishing by myself, not with clients, but I have had days where I was just me out there for fun and I've been skunked.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break so we hear something from our sponsor, but I'm here talking to Mason Miller, telling us all about his fishing business and sharing his knowledge, and we'll be right back, hear a little bit more from him after this word from our sponsor.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You're on the move. Oh, you're off the ground. You've gotten started, and obstacles are going to come up, but don't let none of those obstacles stop you. I'm here with Jason Miller, the captain, owner of Fin Seekers. Is that right?
That is correct, Fin Seekers.
And he has an exciting, challenging business, and it's not a brick and mortar kind of a place, and your office is on the water.
That's right. Service so, area.
Yeah. So now that you've told me a little bit about your business.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you for the second tip. If you could help somebody else, because part of getting business is helping others as well. So, what type of tip could you offer for another entrepreneur, or even an experienced captain? What kind of a tip could you offer for the water, or tip for anything like that that has to do with your business? We'll put it that way.
Yeah, I would say always put your customer or client first. And if you do that and you hold true to that, I think you'll be successful.
Mm-hmm.
If you're always putting what they want first, if you're always striving to look after them, you'll see it go full circle. You'll see a return off of it versus just being, you know, money hungry and, oh, you know, like trying to get something, extract something. No, you look out for your client or your customer and see it. And if you can't service them or give them what they want or need, you know, then maybe you're not the right fit. But, you know, if you are, if you can accomplish or meet their needs, you know, do it to the best of your capabilities.
So always help.
That's right. Always help. And you know, also get in communication with them about what they want, you know. And I think that way, you know, you'll provide a better service or give them a better product by listening to your customer or client.
Oh, great idea. I'm amazed that you know all that already. How'd you get all this knowledge? From whom or where?
I don't know. I mean, I think just years. I mean, not, you know, I've been...
No, you've been on the earth a few years.
Yeah, that's right. 22. So I don't really know. I mean, I do study, you know, and I listen to podcasters and stuff like that. But I just say being in the game.
Who was your mentor, your the one that you followed behind? Who's that?
I would say honestly, my brother-in-law, because he was the one when we started fishing. His mom had a dock, and I, you know, growing up, I never had a dock. So me and him started fishing off his mom's dock. for redfish and snook. And then we started getting pretty serious because we started doing good. We started catching a lot of fish. And he's like, okay, I'm going to get a boat. He got a boat. And then I started working for him. So I would say he was sort of my mentor, and definitely paved the way a little bit for me to get a better understanding and have the opportunity to just glide right into the business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I normally don't say this, but I'll say it to you on the show. I used to do a lot of fishing. I'm from Massachusetts, but I used to do a lot of fishing up there on the ocean. And so I had three boats.
Yeah.
And I literally was thinking about starting a fishing business, me and a partner.
Really?
And because we'd catch so much fish, we didn't know what to do. And we actually looked into setting up a business. And we got as far as having a place like to store the fish in terms of how we were going to do that.
Yep.
And the audience or the customers, we had identified those. And we both had jobs.
Oh, dang.
And so my partner ended up getting an offer that took him out of state. And that stopped that.
Yeah. Stopped it right in its tracks. Dang.
Yeah.
But what were you catching? Stripers? And
yeah, we were catching some stripers, mostly cod, haddock, those kinds of species.
Oh, wow.
A few other fish that I've forgotten names of.
Yeah.
But those type, we could probably go out 10 miles or so.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so I've been out on the Gulf, but the Atlantic is a little different.
Yeah, it is a little different.
It's a little different, yeah.
Yeah, it's not bigger fish, a lot closer. You know,
yeah.
100%.
But then I just wanted to share that so that you know that I know a little bit about boats.
Yeah, definitely some reality there.
I was always trying to learn more. I still like to do fishing whenever I can, but time gets hard.
Yeah, well, hey, if you're too busy to go fishing, you're just too darn busy.
I heard that on the TV, on the radio. And that's one of the things. I've gone fishing out of this area a few times, but I really need to go more.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we have a phenomenal fishery here, Gene. You got to take advantage of it.
I might come out on your boat. Give me a good deal.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
So, anyway... When it comes to your vision of where you want to go, how far are you looking out in terms of expanding your business? It's personnel, whether it's boats or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't, you know, honestly, in this business, I'm gonna get the second boat, and you know. Obviously, right now, I think I want to have a fleet of boats,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's the big dream.
That's the big dream. I want to have, you know, inshore boats, which is sort of what I would classify what I do right now as, you know, 24-foot boats running with five people, but then, you know, working my way up as well, getting a couple more of them, getting a couple, you know, 40-foot, you know, quad 300 center consoles, which I can fly, you know, 80 miles out in the Gulf in. Big boats. But, yeah.
Now, as a newbie.
Yeah.
Don't get upset, though. But do the fishermen's, I'm going to put it, the people who are in the business of fishing, taking out tours and people like that, do you guys meet up, network together and all that sort of thing?
Absolutely. I mean, so out of the marina I work, I'm friends with, there's like 10 of us down there. And honestly, that's such a crucial role in this business is being, you know, tied into the network because guess what? There are days when you're not going to be able to find the fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the reality. You are fishing, you know. I always like to say it's not fishing, it's catching, but really it is fishing, and there are those tough days. But luckily with me having a network of 10 guides, there's always going to be, you know, three or four other boats on the water, and I can call them and say, hey, I'm having a tough time, or vice versa. They will give me a call and say, hey, I'm having, you know, a tough time finding these fish. Where, you know, where are you having any luck? Where are you at? And sure enough, you know, I'm over here, or, you know, and it always works out. But that's a bit, that's sort of something to take away from it too. Is, you know, networking is crucial.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever felt how can I put it? I've been places where fish, you know, the schools of fish, they come around and there are people that are fishing boats over here and over there, and once they find out where the fish are, they come a little closer. Have you heard, you know, how people start to argue and fuss with people coming too close and all that sort of stuff? You ever had that experience?
I have had that a couple times, and that never really happens between the guides, between the charter captains. It's usually some person that, you know, you've never seen out there before, or that I've never seen out there before. And they're new there, and, you know, because there are places like on the jetties, right under Sand Key Bridge, we'll fish, there will be six boats, you know, just, I don't know, 10 yards apart.
Really?
Yeah, and and it's not an issue because you're casting towards the rocks. Mm-hmm. You're not spooking the fish. But one time I was doing that, and then I pulled up just like we all do. We all snuggle up in there and start catching fish. This guy starts freaking out, starts casting his lures at us. I'm with clients. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm like, dude, I fish here all the time. But, you know, obviously I just try to de-escalate the situation, keep it professional, and fish somewhere else. But yeah, that does happen, and it's always it's entertaining, to say the least.
Okay. Oh, great, great, great.
Yeah.
So, how often do you go out?
It's very, like I said, it's a very seasonal job. It is hospitality industry. So, spring break, I'm slammed. I mean, you know, 2-3 charters a day, and I would say that lasts, it starts ramping up end of February, beginning of March, all the way through April, and then we have a little bit of a lull coming into the summer. Now it's starting to pick up again, and I'm working, right, like this past week, I've worked 1-2 charters a day.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
So
4 hours in, out, something like that?
Yep. Four-hour trips.
Okay.
I also do provide 2-hour trips, which I...
Really?
Yep, which I actually, you know, if any of you guys listening have, you know, little ones, you know, children, the 2 hours phenomenal. I mean, these kids, they crush it on the fish. I put them on, you know, we get to the spot quick, and it's usually one after the other. We're reeling in fish. And I do provide those 2 hours for, you know, families just looking to get the children on the fish.
Great, great. Now to find your customer, your audience, how do you, what tools are you using to do that, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, no, not at all. So, obviously, us being right here in Clearwater, we have, you know, a huge, you know, tourist industry over on Clearwater Beach and all the way down the Barrier Islands, down to St. Pete. So I'm just targeting all those hotels.
Do you use signs? Do you use the internet?
Yep. So I have rack cards, which are like little cards that sit in the hotels. And, you know, I also do, you know, social media advertising. You can do target area, you know, targeted areas on your Instagram or Facebook ads. So yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to cover that coast, and eventually I want to start tapping into Tampa, but I haven't yet.
Oh, you got big dreams. What is your big dream outside of the fleet?
Okay, big dream.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm gonna really do it up here for you, Gene. So, out of 10 boats, we're gonna start with 10 boats.
Okay.
Once we get the 10 boats. This is probably not the order how it's going to go, but, you know, I'm just going to throw it all out there. I want to start getting into real estate, and I'll probably start getting into that, you know, coming up once we see a correction or something happen. But, yeah, I like real estate. I really like multifamily. I've studied a fair amount about it. So I want to start, you know, getting into apartment buildings. So 10 boats running, making me consistent money. And then maybe stepping away from that business, looking into the real estate game, and getting into multifamily, maybe Section 8, affordable housing, stuff like that. I think there's big opportunity there.
Yeah, most, I believe most entrepreneurs have a big goal or a big dream, and it might include a whole bunch of other things. And so it's where else do you want to go once you get one thing done? Where else, you know, where else do you want to go? And so... that's the reason I asked the question, because what else is behind that? So that you have have something that you still want.
Yeah. And I think, you know, honestly, the fishing thing is such a strong passion of mine, and it's been great from the start. I've loved every aspect of it. I've loved all the barriers. Now looking back on them, and you know, I'm sure there's more to come with getting more boats. It's not going to be an easy road.
You never know. How about staffing?
Staffing's a tough one. We're gonna see, because I know a lot of guys who do have multiple boats, and staffing's a tough thing. Charter industry, you know, you can really crush it if you're professional and you have all, you have a good head on your shoulders. Because there's a lot of, you're talking about captains. These guys they're pirates out there. I mean, these guys are a little, you know, they have loose screws and they're pretty crazy. Hmm. So if I'm going to be able to find professional guys that have, you know, a strong head on their shoulders, I should be good there. But, you know, honestly, I think that's going to be a tough one.
Okay. What type of person do you guys look for, like a mate that like cleans the fish or helps the customers out or cuts things up, or what type of I don't know, background or qualifications, whatever, in order to find that part of your crew?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'd say the biggest thing is communication. They have to be good at communicating, you know, with the clients, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's hospitality, it's service industry. You know, there are, you know, yeah, we're trying to catch fish, but these people are also trying to enjoy their day. So, biggest thing for me would be communication. And then obviously, you got to be teachable, or you got to already have the knowledge of, you know, being able to fish. You got to know, you know, how to tie knots, how to bait hooks, how to rig certain things, rig certain baits. Mm-hmm. You know, being good with your hands, being capable, being competent.
And now you just said something. I know we need to take a break, but are there any, I don't know, schools out there or training programs for people that have that interest to learn all those little things that are so critical, actually? But
trying to think. I mean, not necessarily. You know, I think the biggest thing. I mean, I would say just being proactive in life, being, you know, get out there, network with people, become better at communicating, practice. And then the other nuances of it, or, you know, aspects of it, tying knots, rigging, all that stuff, you know, that comes with you got to have the passion for it. You got to want to go, because before all this, and when I started, when I, you know, 5 years old, I was asking my dad, can you take me fishing? Dad, can you take me fishing?
Really?
That's how it started, just purely passion. I was so, you know, you have to be invested in fishing. And obviously, yeah, there are great sources on YouTube to learn about fishing.
Easy watching somebody else.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's easy watching someone
else.
Yeah,
it's easy. That's the easy part.
Yep.
Yeah. But that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I know our time is just about ready. We need to take a short break right quick. But we'll be right back. We're listening to Mason Miller, the owner of Fin Seekers.
That's right, Gene.
And we'll be right back.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Us want some. I know I'd like to get a little bit of it. We're all entrepreneurs. We're all in business to try to make a little bit more money, I believe. I'm here with Mason Miller, the owner and captain of Spin Seekers.
Fin Seekers. Yep, Fin Seekers LLC.
Got my lips messed up. But he is an inspiring entrepreneur and he catches fish, I understand.
That's right. We catch a lot of fish, Gene.
Well, that's great. That's great to know. So, I'd like to have you think about this, though. As an entrepreneur being on this show, possibly getting some more exposure, if I could help you with something that you may need, or if the station could help you with something that you need, and imagine this being like, I don't know, Christmas or a holiday where you give out a lot of gifts and all that sort of stuff. If there's other things that you think that you might want that we could help you out with, whatever pops into your mind, put it out there to the world. And
okay. I would say more publicity. And then, you know, one thing with this business that I need to start focusing on more is growing my social media accounts. And you know, that would be the biggest thing, honestly, is growing those social platforms to have substantial, you know, followings. So yeah, I mean, if the station could just hand me over the keys to, or the steps to, oh, this is what you do to grow this, and you know, you have to do this X, Y, and Z, and bam, now you have, you know, 10,000 followers on your business's Instagram page and Facebook. Say, that's phenomenal. I'd be like, this is a great Christmas.
You guys, I'm not going to call your generation any names, but you guys you have access to a lot of that. But I will share this much with you. For some of the needs that I have access to, like, finding some interns that are looking to go do something with social media. And so you may want to look into something like that. I would say go to some of the colleges. Just find out what they're doing. Find out if they got any business-related programs, or they got people studying, I don't know, marketing or anything that has to do with the technology. And see if any of them are looking for opportunities to get some experience. Because in many cases, they get credit for doing something for somebody else in order to gain that experience. Or the flip side, you may find out you developed an employee that, you know, that now knows all your business, that you can now begin to pay, so you got a worker.
Woo-hoo. Gene is dropping
hints.
Some phenomenal information right now.
Well, Just something to think about, you know?
That, yeah, I'm going to look into that 100%. Yeah. That, yeah.
Can you think of anything else that you see coming or that you'd like to wish for or ask for? Or
yeah, I mean, sort of along the same lines, sort of just adding to it, YouTube. Growing a YouTube channel and having a presence on YouTube, I think that's super crucial as well. But that sort of goes hand in hand with what I just said.
Yeah.
What else? I mean,
let me just say this. We have 2 minutes left, though.
Okay.
But I have my own business.
Yeah.
I have a training in an employment training and development business.
Okay.
So my customers are employees, employers, CEOs, HRs, the incoming workforce.
Yeah.
But I'm only saying that because I don't have time to spend a lot of time in certain areas, and so I have to decide where do I want to be visible and find out if and have that those people in the background doing all the other things because time is going to be
an issue or a factor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Delegating.
You learn the yeah.
Yeah, I guess yeah. Delegating is definitely a hard thing.
Okay.
For me, at least, I could get better at it, for sure.
Okay. Now our time is getting ready to run out. We got about 2 minutes left. Give us your contact information again.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys can find me on my website, finseekersllc.com, or you can call me directly 727-466-7212. And again, my website is finseekersllc.com if you're looking for more information or looking at doing a private fishing charter right here in beautiful Clearwater, Florida.
Okay. Do you have a website yet?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Website's finseekersllc.com.
Okay. Great. Great. Is there anything else you'd like for us to know or the world to know? Or
guys, yeah. I mean, honestly, if you've never been on a private fishing charter or been out in the ocean, it's like another world. People don't realize right here in Clearwater, Tampa Bay area, you know, just how spectacular it is out there. You get out there, you know, 10 miles offshore, you know, we see sea turtles, you know, a bunch of wildlife. You never know what you're going to pull up. Dolphins. It really is spectacular. And you know, this is coming from somebody who's grown up here and has now been going on 6 years in the industry. It still has not lost its touch for me. I think if you guys go out there and experience it for yourself, you will enjoy it.
Great, great, great. Yeah. Great, 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 great insight, great thoughts.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. We have like a few seconds left.
Okay.
Did you forget anything that you wanted to say or anything pop up?
No, but I'll ask you a quick question. What was your biggest barrier in your career?
The biggest barrier is making a decision to get started on my vision.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
Now, I had a music, which is My Way by Frank Sinatra. And I'm just saying that you have an opportunity to do all the things that you want to do because you do them anyway. So you really can do it your way. It's just a matter of how do you choose to use it. But anyway, I'm going to say, Mr. Miller, thank you very much for taking the time out to be on our show. And everybody, if you can, go out and go to Fence Seekers because there's opportunity in the Tampa Bay area and you can do it your way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
And a happy Thursday, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your base.